Hello and welcome to the Pure Championship podcast. The interviews are coming thick and fast at Pure Football, and today I'm bringing you an interview of Raith Rovers star Dario Zanatta. Welcome to the podcast, Dario.
Thank you for having me.
So, you joined Raith Rovers this past summer. What was the thinking behind that? Were there other clubs interested?
Last year, I got to see Raith play a few times in the Championship, and I was well aware of the style they play under the manager. And for me, it was an easy decision once I found out the interest from the manager. And of course, I signed a pre-contract last year, so I was excited for the summer to come and to get started.
So you just signed the 1 year contract rather than kind of longer term. Was that just keeping your options open, or what was the kind of thinking?
Yeah, of course, long-term deals are something players are looking for at times, you know what I mean, for a bit more security. But for myself, I just thought the season will hopefully go well, and then we'll see what happens from there. Do you know what I mean? At the time, I wasn't playing for Ayr the year before, so I was just happy to be offered another chance in this league to show the quality I have and to hopefully go from there.
So you're talking about the quality you have. That's certainly been on show this season. You're having perhaps your best season, arguably, in this division. You've obviously done well at Alloa a few seasons ago, which we'll go on to talk about. But what is it that's allowed you to kind of flourish again? Is it John McGlynn? Is it the system? Or is this just the right place, right time?
Yeah, I think it's a good mix of all those type of variables. You know, the manager's been, he's been really positive with me ever since I came in. His words where he wanted to get some of the Alloa, the Dario Zanatta that was at Alloa, more or less, you know what I mean, a player that's playing with confidence and scoring goals and setting up goals. So I feel as if a big thing is I've came in and I've got a real run of games in the team, which is really good for any player. I think anyone that knows that it's tough to be at your best when you start 1 week and you don't play the next, or you go in like that. So those variables, and then I think at the same time I'm playing with really good players around me. I think lots of players maybe go under the radar for some of the credit they deserve, and it's been a really enjoyable group to play in, and I think it's really helped me, and it's made me look even better.
So one of the things that I've noticed is you kind of almost trademark cutting in, and you almost always seem to score. Why is that working for you at the moment? It just always seems to end up in a goal, and defenders can't seem to stop it.
No, it's been a really good start for myself in terms of goals and everything like that. I always feel as if that that's something I could have. You always want to score goals, you know what I mean? As your attacker, and anyone that's played with me knows that. You know, in training, I like to score, and so I'm glad it's really flourished on the pitch this year. In terms of cutting in, I had one in the first league game of the season. I don't think I'll score one probably better than that all season, but I'm playing with lots of confidence, you know what I mean? And I feel as if 1v1, if I get my chance, I'm comfortable going down the wing, going outside or cutting in. And the few times that I have cut in, it's worked out perfect, you know what I mean? It's a skill that lots of attackers, of course, you know what I mean? They cut in on the strong foot. It's I wouldn't say it's easy, but it's something that lots of players are probably comfortable doing.
Yeah, so as a team, you are doing very well. You are flying. You are just a few points off the top of the table. Are you and your teammates of the belief you can go all the way and win the title?
Yeah, of course. Of course, we don't want to get ahead of ourselves. You know what I mean? We know this is it's a really competitive league. Teams like Killy and Inverness have started really well. Arbroath, who are not, they haven't taken me by surprise because I know how tough Arbroath is usually to play against. But because they're a part-time team, I don't think they probably get the credit they deserve. And even Partick, the five of us are a little split apart from the pack, it seems like. So, of course, we have the aspirations to be up at the top end of the table, but we know the budget we have and all that stuff. It's if we're in the playoffs, we're in a good spot, and we'll take it from there.
So talking about the Championship more generally then, it's a league you've got quite a bit of experience in, having had a few spells at different clubs. Who would you say this season anyway has been your kind of toughest opponent, and who's impressed you most?
Yeah, I think our toughest opponents have probably been Queen of the South, surprisingly. They're the only teams that we had Inverness, we dropped points against also. But the thing is with the Championship is, what not people understand is, everyone can be anybody on any day. You know what I mean? That's what makes it exciting. That's what makes it enjoyable. Queens beat us at home, and then we just played them there on the weekend. And, you know what I mean? I thought that's probably one of the better teams that we've played, which is surprising for a team that's sitting second bottom. You know what I mean? So, Arbroath have, of course, taken people by a bit by surprise. I said there earlier, but I think that's, if you ask anybody in this league, Arbroath away is probably the toughest game you'll have throughout the season, depending on the weather conditions. And, you know, I mean, they're a big physical side that's, you know, I mean, they know they play to their strengths, and they've been really successful so far this season. And I can't see that stopping in their term, you know what I mean? So, yeah, it's one of those things I find in this league is anybody on their day is tough to beat, you know what I mean? So, of course, look at Partick, you know what I mean? They're scoring lots of goals. They're tough to beat, you know what I mean? They go beat 6-1 against Hamilton, which is probably the best result the season's seen. So, I think everyone's got, it's one of those leagues that you just can't really take anyone for granted going into.
Yeah, so what would you say, kind of, you mentioned the conditions in Arbroath always being kind of difficult. Talking generally, you've had a few kind of different teams in Scottish football. What would you say has been your kind of most hated away ground? Is it maybe a pitch that you've not liked, or is it always cold, or just not one there? What would you say is the worst?
I'd say Arbroath's definitely up there. I remember the first time I played Arbroath, I was actually on loan at Raith in League One, and it was the first time that I've ever seen like a goal kick, and I was running forward to head them, you know what I mean, from the opposing team. So I would set up near the benches, and I was running about 10 yards forward, and then the second half, you're defending the whole time, you know what I mean? So in terms of stuff like that, it's funny enough to say this, but Ayr United, of course, I played there, but when I was an away player, I never really had really good results against them. So I wouldn't say I have just a one that sticks out in my mind that, like, oh, I just can't stand playing there. But, like, Morton away is not – the capital is, like, a tough place to play. Like, the pitch isn't the best at times, which is, I think, boys, you know what I mean, they sort of moan about going there at times. So, yeah, there's a few in this league that I've found tough, definitely.
And on the other side of the coin, what would you say is your kind of favourite one, whether it's just the stadium, the atmosphere, what would you say it is?
Of course, like, I'm going to be a bit biased in the teams that I've played for, in the sense that I'm a big fan of playing on like artificial, on the turf, on the astro pitches.
That's, you know, interesting. What
I mean? So I grew up always playing with them in Canada. So I've always been quite used to them. So I think if you play at Starks Park when the pitch has been watered, it's wet, like, there's probably not a better surface in this league, like, because ours is probably the newest astro. So it's still decent in that sense. So I know lots of people complain about it, but I'm more on the side that you go play, for example, Arbroath away, because there's an example. Their pitch isn't, like, you come maybe in the wintertime, the pitch is not going to be good. It's going to be hard. It's going to be tough to play on. You know what I mean? You don't know what it's like. Whereas you come play at us at Starks Park, the pitch is watered every game. You know exactly what it's going to be like. You're not caught out by anything like that. So it's easy to pass the ball. It's easy to make sure you're not worried about your touch. So for myself, I think Alloa too, like, I had a good spell at Alloa. I enjoyed playing on in the indoor drill and everything like that. So I'm actually probably one of the few that are keen to play on Astros. I always look forward to them. I know we have Hamilton away this weekend, which is another pitch that, you know, they go to the Premiership and they get a lot of abuse for it, and lots of fans don't like it, but I'm more on the type that, you know what the surface is going to be like. You don't have to worry about your touch. Of course, it may bounce a bit more, but if it's watered and wet, it's always a good condition, realistically.
That's really interesting hearing that. Like you say, obviously, a lot of players do moan about it. Do you think then the fact you mentioned kind of being able to flourish at Raith, do you think part of that can be put down to the pitch?
Yeah, of course. I think that it definitely helps our style of play that we play. If anyone has watched any of the Raith games, and I think it's quite documented, like, you know, I mean, their goal they scored last year against Dunfermline that went pretty viral is silky touch, two touch passing, you know what I mean, the ball moves well and everything like that. So I think that the pitch definitely plays its part in that. And of course, we train on there every day, so we're quite aware of what it's like, and it makes us, you're comfortable playing on it. I think if you ask most players in the league, when they come play us, they, you know what I mean, our pitch is always water. There's no problem about that. So it definitely helps the standard of play, I'd say.
So you mentioned Alloa just briefly a few seconds ago. You were obviously fantastic there. You kind of broke through there. Why did things go so well? And do you have fond memories of playing for the Wasps?
Yeah, I love my time at Alloa. I really enjoyed it. It was a good period. The biggest thing also was for myself was just playing games. You know what I mean? I came in, Jim Goodwin was really good with me. He was really positive, and he just said, like, you know what I mean? I played more striker at the time, to be fair. and I played with good players around me. Like Alan Troughton was the number 10, and he had a really good season for us. And boys like Flanagan were amazing. Like, we're really, for part-time, like, I know that there's not much of a difference, but we consider a part-time player, you know what I mean? The standard and the quality they have is far beyond that, you know what I mean? So I really enjoyed my time at Aloe. I know we were expected to go down that year, and it was a really good feeling to stay up. We didn't even have to go into the playoffs, like the relegation playoffs. But for myself, it was just big about playing every week. It got to the point where I just won Player of the Month in December, and in January, maybe I had some other options to go to other loans or anything like that. But Goodwin was really clear that I was basically going to play every minute for the end of the season. And that for myself was enough to say, like, you know what I mean? This is something I wanted to stay with. And it was probably the best for my development at that time.
So spells with Partick and Ayr followed, but you didn't quite set the heather alight like you did at Aloe, and now you're at Raith Rovers. What kind of went wrong for you both of those clubs?
Yeah, of course they were tough periods for myself personally on the pitch. It's funny because my first game for Partick was probably one of the best games I've ever played, which is, I bet you some fans they're well aware that was my one hit for the club. So, and I've been told that many times, but yeah, of course the season at Partick, it was tough. You know, I mean, we were nowhere near where we wanted to be. You know, I mean, we wanted to be challenging at the top end, and we spent most of the season in last place, of course. The thing that probably hurt me a bit was I got injured not too long, probably a month or two into my time there, and then when I came back, I found myself out of the team, and I was playing more as a sub, which of course everyone wants to start games and go well from there. So manager got fired also 2 weeks into my time there, which is nothing wrong with the manager that came in. I really enjoyed McCall. I thought he was like a really funny guy, really enjoyable personality and everything like that. But of course, it's you sign up for something and then it changes, of course. That's football, but it didn't go as planned. And it's something that I would have wished to stayed and done better, because Partick's a really big club in this division. You know what I mean? And they realistically should be probably in the Premiership. But from a personal note, it was tough. It's tough to play in a team that's not doing well at times too. You know what I mean? I know that's down to myself, but any player will say, like, especially player I am, attacking minded and all that stuff, when results aren't going your way, it's not easy to always look good. And that's when, of course, you want to roll your sleeves up and do well, but it of course, the season ended early too. That didn't help.
So moving moving forward, going kind of all the way back to the beginning of your career, you come from Canada, a country more known for its ice hockey rather than its football. Why did you go down the football route? Would you have fancied yourself on the ice or?
No, my father's a football manager, so he played his whole life. So basically, it was something I always grew up with. Yeah, I had no option. And to be honest, as embarrassing as it sounds, I can hardly skate. So I was never, hockey was never for me. No, it's just one of those things that I always grew up playing. I loved it from a young age. I was always playing when I was younger, and my dad was a big influence in that. So I don't think Canada gets enough credit for the amount of players they have there and the quality that's over there. So I feel as if it's really growing a sport over there, and it's something I've always had a passion for.
So the Canadian Premier League was launched a few years ago. Yeah. Is that something you've kind of kept an eye on? Is it somewhere you want to play maybe in the latter years of your career?
Yeah, definitely. They actually have a team that is local from where I grew up. You know what I mean? So, of course, I follow them and check up on how they do. And I've got lots of mates that I grew up playing with that play in that league now. So I'm always checking up to see how they're doing and see how the league's developing. Of course, I want to stay over here in Europe for as long as I can. But I do have aspirations to play in Canada. It's something that you grow up thinking you want to play, like, would it be a great experience, and to hopefully get the opportunity one day is something that is definitely on my radar.
So what led you to Scotland then? You obviously were at the Whitecaps in your youth and then came into Hearts. How did that all come about?
Yeah, when I was 18, I basically got to the stage at the Whitecaps that it was either I go to college and play soccer over there in American college per se, or possibly stay with the Whitecaps second team. But I just received my Italian passport at the time, which was allowed me to come over to Europe and to play. And it got to the stage where I wanted to give it a go and see what it was like over here, because everyone over in Canada wants to play in Europe. It's always the dream. And for myself, it was a tough journey. I came over to Europe and I went on trial in Sweden. I went on trial in Norway, and then I basically found myself over in England for a good period, and then finally got myself up to Scotland, and I think I've been here for 7 years now or since then. So basically.
So what is it that's kept you here then? You've been here for a long time, had multiple clubs. Why are you staying in Scotland? What do you like so much about it?
Yeah, of course, when I first came over, I was at Hearts and had a good look. My first season there, you know, I ended up playing like 15 times, which was probably caught me off guard. I didn't expect to have that opportunity. And then for myself over there, I think it was for myself at the moment, it's a bit easier to stay in Scotland just in the terms of people know who I am in the leagues over here. Do you know what I mean? So it's easier to find a club in that sense. You know what I mean? So at the time being, after I left Hearts and, you know what I mean, Ayr and Partick and all that stuff, it was just easier at the moment just to stay in Scotland and hopefully, you know what I mean, have a good season and see where it takes me from there.
Yeah. So we'd mentioned the Whitecaps just there. Obviously Ryan Gold, who came through in Scotland, kind of mini Messi was labelled. He's now doing amazing at the Whitecaps. How does that kind of make you feel, seeing a Scotsman doing so well in your homeland for a club that you were at in your youth?
Yeah, definitely. I seen he scored last night to help them make into the playoffs. So I always check up on to see how they're doing, of course. And yeah, he's definitely. I remember when it was linked that he was going over there. Lots of boys asked me like, what's it like? And you know, I mean, was it a good environment and all that stuff? And I said, if I was him, I would definitely look like. Give it consideration, because Vancouver is a beautiful city to live in. You know what I mean? It's a beautiful country in that sense. And the league's really is a lot better than I think lots of people give it credit. If you're really into your football, you'll know that the standard over there is it grows all the time. You know what I mean? The MLS is, America's got a lot of money, you know what I mean? So it's in that sense, it's easy to probably lure over some players. And I feel as if, of course, he hasn't been called up, but I hear lots of people want him to call up the Scotland squads, and he seems to be the ground running when he's been over there and scoring goals. And he's been, anyone that I've talked to and stuff, they say he's, you know what I mean, he's the best player they have and everything like that.
So how do you feel about the future of the Canadian national team, obviously spearheaded by Alphonso Davies, who I believe you played at Canadian youth level with? Talking to just Alphonso, did you kind of foresee him becoming the player that he is? Was he always that good?
Yeah, I played with Alphonso for one camp when I was younger. He was about 15, 16 at the time, and he was playing for the under 20s. So everyone knew that what he was going to be like. He ended up coming into Vancouver shortly after I had left, actually, just to come over to Scotland. And everyone sort of had known about him from where he grew up in Alberta, which is a different area of the country for myself. But everyone was quite aware of, you know what I mean, there's meant to be the next big thing over there. So then when he came into the Whitecaps, he basically progressed from like the under 16s to the second team within like 6 months. It was like no one had ever really seen it before, especially, you know what I mean, we've seen lots of good players come through, but no one had seen someone that would that was capable of just going for like a 15-year-old, and he was playing in the second team, which is still a professional league in Canada and America. So it's quite cool to see how well he's done. You know what I mean? I always like to tell people that I know him, but it's a bit generous. You know what I mean? I was with him for like a week or something, but that was about all. Yeah, the Canadian national team is really growing. It's really getting, they're doing really well at the moment. They've got quite a bit of quality now. There's got Jonathan David also, who's, you know what I mean, he plays for Lille, won the Ligue 1 last year. So, you know what I mean, they've got some two boys that play for Besiktas. They're playing Champions League football So I don't think that it probably gets enough credit as how well they're doing, and they're in a really good position to hopefully qualify for the World Cup.
Would Canada win the World Cup if Daniel Zanata was playing?
I'd love to be there. You know what I mean? I don't think we'd win it. I don't think I'd play much over Alphonso, but you know what I mean? It's one of those things. Of course, I've aspirations to get back in the national team setup, but I know at the moment it's more important how I'm doing with my club football, and if things, you know, I mean, if things go well, then hopefully I do get a call up and get a cap, because that's what every player aspires to, play for their country.
Rumor has it that they're not calling you up because it'd be unfair if they had you and Fonzie playing. So
Yeah, I agree.
So moving on to some more lighthearted questions, just to wrap things up. Using players you've played with, what would your five-a-side team be? And you can include yourself if you like.
Oh, gosh. I'd go with players I've played with. Jamie McDonald in goal. He's probably been the best. He's been this weekend. He made some great saves. He's probably been the best goalie I've played with, definitely. John Suter was the best player, I'd say, at Hearts when I was a young boy coming through. I go myself, of course. I'm that type of player that I love playing fives. We actually keep points at Wraith every day to see who, for the end of the season, who's been the best in the small sided in training and stuff like that. So I'm leading that at the moment. I want to get that out there. It's my claim to fame. So I'd probably say Ian Flanagan from Alwa. Also, he was, when he wanted to, no one could take the ball off him. And then we'll go with Jamie Walker also. I thought my time there at Hearts, he was, you know what I mean, he was a different level than most of the players there. And when he wanted to be, he was, as you can see, he got his move to Wigan, and he fully deserved that at the time.
So you're not including Alfonso Davies. Why is that?
No, I'll keep it more Scottish local. You know what I mean? If you say that, then I would say Fikayo Tomori also, who's with AC Milan now. He was part of our Canada 20s for a little bit, and he's clearly gone on to be, you know what I mean, playing for AC Milan, which is quite impressive.
Yeah, massively impressive. So Dario, that wraps things up for the podcast. Thank you very much for your insight, and all the best for the rest of the season.
Much appreciated, Kevin. Thank you so much for having me.